September 30th. Our reading today in the Old Testament will be from the book of Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 through chapter 62 verse 5. We'll see that God's promises should become our prayers. Isaiah prayed that Jerusalem might be restored, and he urged the watchmen and all of God's people to pray as well. The psalmist also prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. You see, when there's peace in Jerusalem, there will be peace in the whole world. The nation's restoration will be as joyful as a wedding. Beulah means married. My delight is in her. The people were divorced, you see, from God because of their unfaithfulness, and he was not delighted in them. But that's all going to change when God cleanses their sins. Well, now is the time to make ready, for the king is coming to Zion. As we get on into chapter 63 here, we'll read about indignation. When Jesus Christ returns to establish his kingdom, he will come as a conquering warrior. When he came for the first time, he was a servant who shed his blood for sinners. But next time, the sinners will shed their blood in a futile defense against the Lord. The year of Jubilee will become the day of vengeance. We'll read about compassion. Of course, Jesus will defeat his enemies, but he will save his own people. The emphasis here is on loving, kindness, goodness, mercy, and love. God cares for his children and promises them glory. Now, just as he saved them in the day of Moses, so he will save them in the latter days as well. And we'll read about intercession. Isaiah continues to pray for his people. As a child pleading with a father, he begs God to return and overcome the enemy. He longs to see the temple restored and the people obeying their Lord. Have you joined in that prayer? And now let's begin our reading today in the Old Testament. September 30th, Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 through chapter 62 verse 5. Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all the nations to see. For the glory of the Lord is shining upon you. Darkness as black as night will cover all the nations of the earth. But the glory of the Lord will shine over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. Look and see, for everyone is coming home. Your sons are coming from distant lands. Your little daughters will be carried home. Your eyes will shine, and your hearts will thrill with joy. For merchants from around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you. The camels of Midian and Ephah. From Sheba they will bring gold and incense for the worship of the Lord. The flocks of Kedar will be given to you, and the rams of Nebaioth will be brought for my altars. In that day I will make my temple glorious. And what do I see flying like clouds to Israel, like doves to their nests? They are the ships of Tarshish, reserved to bring the people of Israel home. They will bring their wealth with them, and it will bring great honor to the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he will fill you with splendor. Foreigners will come to rebuild your cities. Kings and rulers will send you aid. For though I have destroyed you in my anger, I will have mercy on you through my grace. Your gates will stay open around the clock to receive the wealth of many lands. The kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession, for the nations that refuse to be your allies will be destroyed. The glory of Lebanon will be yours, the forests of cypress, fir, and pine, to beautify my sanctuary. My temple will be glorious. The children of your tormentors will come and bow before you. Those who despised you will kiss your feet. They will call you the city of the Lord and Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Though you were once despised and hated and rebuffed by all, you will be beautiful forever. You will be a joy to all generations, for I will make you so. powerful kings and mighty nations will bring the best of their goods to satisfy your every need. You will know at last that I, the Lord, am your Savior and Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel. I will exchange your bronze for gold, your iron for silver, your wood for bronze, and your stones for iron. Peace and righteousness will be your leaders. Violence will disappear from your land. The desolation and destruction of war will end. Salvation will surround you like city walls, and praise will be on the lips of all who enter there. No longer will you need the sun or moon to give you light. For the Lord your God will be your everlasting light, and he will be your glory. The sun will never set. The moon will not go down. For the Lord will be your everlasting light. Your days of mourning will come to an end. All your people will be righteous. They will possess their land forever. For I will plant them there with my own hands in order to bring myself glory. The smallest family will multiply into a large clan. The tiniest group will become a mighty nation. I, the Lord, will bring it all to pass at the right time. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has appointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted, and to announce that captives will be released, and prisoners will be freed. He has sent me to tell those who mourn that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it, the day of God's anger against their enemies. To all who mourn in Israel, he will give beauty for ashes, joy instead of mourning, praise instead of despair. For the Lord has planted them like strong and graceful oaks for his own glory. They will rebuild the ancient ruins, repairing cities long ago destroyed. They will revive them, though they have been empty for many generations. Foreigners will be your servants. They will feed your flocks and plow your fields and tend your vineyards. You will be called priests of the Lord, ministers of our God. You will be fed with the treasures of the nations and will boast in their riches. Instead of shame and dishonor, you will inherit a double portion of prosperity and everlasting joy. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully reward my people for their suffering and make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants will be known and honored among the nations. Everyone will realize that they are a people the Lord has blessed. I am overwhelmed with joy in the Lord my God, for he has dressed me with the clothing of salvation and draped me in a robe of righteousness. I am like a bridegroom in his wedding suit, or a bride with her jewels. The Sovereign Lord will show his justice to the nations of the world. Everyone will praise him. His righteousness will be like a garden in early spring, filled with young plants springing up everywhere. Because I love Zion, because my heart yearns for Jerusalem, I cannot remain silent. I will not stop praying for her until her righteousness shines like the dawn and her salvation blazes like a burning torch. The nations will see your righteousness. Kings will be blinded by your glory, and the Lord will give you a new name. The Lord will hold you in his hands for all to see. A splendid crown in the hands of God. Never again will you be called the God-forsaken city or the desolate land. Your new name will be the city of God's delight and the bride of God. For the Lord delights in you and will claim you as his own. Your children will care for you with joy. O Jerusalem, just as a young man cares for his bride. Then God will rejoice over you, as a bridegroom rejoices over his bride. September 30th. And as we look into the New Testament today, our reading will be in the book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 27. We'll go through chapter 2, verse 18. Paul wrote, For to me, to live is Christ. But he did more than write that statement. He lived it. Jesus Christ is mentioned 18 times in this chapter and is seen involved in many aspects of Paul's life. His friends. Paul loved the saints in Philippi. He thought about them, prayed for them, and longed to see them. Christ made this fellowship possible. We'll read about his circumstances. You see, he was a prisoner not of Rome, but of Jesus Christ, and his chains were in Christ. Do you think first of Christ when circumstances are difficult? We'll read about his future. Paul's life was in danger. If he lost the trial, he could be killed as an enemy of Rome. That was very possible. But when Christ is your life, death is not your enemy, and you have the assurance of being with Christ when this life ends. And we'll read about his enemies. When you suffer for Christ's sake, and you need not fear your enemies. The vital thing is that God's people unite in Christ and oppose the enemy, not one another. And with that, let's begin our reading today in the New Testament. September 30th, Philippians chapter 1, verse 27, through chapter 2, verse 18. But whatever happens to me, Paul, you Philippians must live in a manner worthy of the good news about Christ, as citizens of heaven. Then, whether I come and see you again, or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing side by side, fighting together for the good news. Don't be intimidated by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved, even by God himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for him. We are in this fight together. You have seen me suffer for him in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of this great struggle. Is there any encouragement from belonging to Christ? Any comfort from his love? Any fellowship together in the Spirit? Are your hearts tender and sympathetic? Then make me truly happy by agreeing wholeheartedly with each other, loving one another, and working together with one heart and purpose. Don't be selfish. Don't live to make a good impression on others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't think only about your own affairs, but be interested in others too and what they are doing. Your attitude should be the same that Christ Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not demand and cling to his rights as God. He made himself nothing. He took the humble position of a slave and appeared in human form. And in human form, he obediently humbled himself even further by dying a criminal's death on a cross. Because of this, God raised him up to the heights of heaven and gave him a name that is above every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Dearest friends, you were always so careful to follow my instructions when I was with you. And now that I am away, you must be even more careful to put into action God's saving work in your lives, obeying God with deep reverence and fear. For God is working in you, giving you the desire to obey him and the power to do what pleases him. In everything you do, stay away from complaining and arguing, so that no one can speak a word of blame against you. You are to live clean, innocent lives as children of God in a dark world full of crooked and perverse people. Let your lives shine brightly before them. Hold tightly to the word of life, so that when Christ returns, I will be proud that I did not lose the race and that my work was not useless. But even if my life is to be poured out like a drink offering to complete the sacrifice of your faithful service, that is, if I am to die for you, I will rejoice, and I want to share my joy with all of you. And you should be happy about this and rejoice with me. Psalm 72, verses 1 through 20. we'll see that Solomon prayed for blessing on his reign when he followed David. A young man, Solomon knew he could not succeed without the help of the Lord. The psalm also pictures our Lord Jesus when he reigns as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Solomon asked for wisdom to administer justice to his people, and God granted his request. His reign was like a refreshing shower that made the earth fruitful and beautiful. God can give you wisdom for your tasks as well, and make you a blessing to others. Do you bring refreshing showers or storms? Peace and security prospered while Solomon was on the throne, and Israel's domain was extended. Of course, verses 8 through 11, as we shall read here, especially apply to the Lord Jesus and his glorious reign yet to come. But he can give you peace and safety right now, today, as you yield to him. He wants to reign in life right now. You see, God's purpose is to fill the whole earth with his glory as he unites all things in Christ. Well, let me ask you, are you helping to extend his glory on the earth? It's a great job, and it's available to you, extending God's glory here on the earth. Psalm 72, verses 1 through 20, a psalm of Solomon. Give justice to the king, O God, and righteousness to the king's son. Help him judge your people in the right way. Let the poor always be treated fairly. May the mountains yield prosperity for all, and may the hills be fruitful, because the king does what is right. Help him to defend the poor, to rescue the children of the needy, and to crush their oppressors. May he live as long as the sun shines, as long as the moon continues in the skies, yes, forever. May his reign be as refreshing as the springtime rains, like the showers that water the earth. May all the godly flourish during his reign. May there be abundant prosperity until the end of time. May he reign from sea to sea, and from the Euphrates River to the ends of the earth. Desert nomads will bow before him. His enemies will fall before him in the dust. The western kings of Tarshish and the islands will bring him tribute. The eastern kings of Sheba and Seba will bring him gifts. All kings will bow before him, and all nations will serve him. He will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he will rescue them. He will save them from oppression and from violence, for their lives are precious to him. Long live the king! May the gold of Sheba be given to him. May the people always pray for him and bless him all day long. May there be abundant crops throughout the land, flourishing even on the mountaintops. May the fruit trees flourish as they do in Lebanon, sprouting up like grass in a field. May the king's name endure forever. May it continue as long as the sun shines. May all nations be blessed through him and bring him praise. Bless the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does such wonderful things. Bless his glorious name forever. Let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. This ends the prayers of David, son of Jesse. Proverbs 24, verses 11 and 12. Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced to death. Don't stand back and let them die. Don't try to avoid responsibility by saying you didn't know about it. For God knows all hearts, and he sees you. He keeps watch over your soul, and he knows you knew. And he will judge all people according to what they have done.